I think we've got a friend who wants to help wake you up this morning. Let's see here.
This is The Cabin Fever Scream by Denise from Eau Claire. Meow. Let me out. Meow. Meow.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
All right, Denise, that was very unique. There's no question about that. And so, if you're feeling a little cabin fever, call our listener line and give us your best cabin fever scream. Seriously, when you do, you're entered to win our grand prize package featuring a $500 certificate for new furniture from Bush & Gillis, bright plants and flowers from Christensen Florists and Greenhouses, an ultimate Easter basket from Sweet Driver Chocolates, a DIY log furniture toolkit bundle from Lumberjack Tools, and a private family movie screening from Micon Cinemas. And if we play your cabin fever scream on the air, you win a tasty treat basket from the Creation Kitchen at Avenue Orchard. WIB's Cabin Fever Contest, also brought to you by Dana Yoder of Edina Realty. Call 715-396-1670. Introduce yourself and give us your cabin fever scream. Jason Cairns, I mean, you want to do it now?
No, I don't think so. I've got a sleeping family, so a daily program or contest, so... Yeah.
Well, feel free.
I don't
to
know if I'm feeling cabin fever. Maybe a little bit, but
yeah.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Actually,
I like being at home.
You know, the weather is wreaking some havoc. I mean, we've got the snow day giveaway contest, and it's like it's you know, April and May weather wise, and that's still stretching. Although you never know in Wisconsin in the second half of March, they could still get a snow day. So
yeah, I was supposed to go snowmobiling with Brad this weekend, and that's clearly not going to happen. So.
Right.
Such is life.
I thought I saw some of his pictures on...
a rib, so.
What's that?
I said last time I went with him, I bruised a rib.
Yeah, so I do remember that. I thought it seemed like his Facebook picture looked like he was packing up his snow gear for the...
Yep, I think that's exactly right.
So. Mm-hmm. All right, well, just letting you know, you and all of the other people out there, I mean, don't be shy. Just, you know, Denise pretended her cat was having cabin fever, so...
Cat scratch fever.
Ted Nugent. I've interviewed him before, and that is always interesting. I'll tell you, it is.
I imagine.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start off with our Lenten devotion, A Path to Wholeness. What do we got for a Friday?
Yeah. So he's talking today about Psalm 19. It says the heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And he's talking about being at a worship service that was done right on the coastline, and as they were going through all of the motions of the church service, he said that he could watch the clouds and the waves crashing on the sea behind him, and really just inviting us as people to pay attention to the beauty of God in all creation. You know, and I think especially as the world is waking up again, to really take the opportunity to do that. You know, yesterday I think I heard birds chirping that I hadn't heard for a while. And but again, really trying to stay present to the beauty of God in the everyday moments.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
No, that's a great message. Keep me in the moment from Jeremy Camp. I called that my song of the year last year. I mean, just the message is so vital, right? So,
right, absolutely.
Well, I don't know if we try to pack too much into this 5-minute sandwich. We probably do because I say I could talk to you for 3 hours a day. There's just so much politics, spirituality. But Jerry Bridges is the next of these 28 authors you've read a lot of, and I think you've read all of what he wrote, right?
I think so. Jerry Bridges, and I know you have talked fondly of Jerry Bridges as well. So Jerry Bridges was with Navigators for a long time and writes wonderfully about the concept of grace, of discipleship. And what I like about Jerry Bridges is he's so understandable. He's so humble in how he writes. In fact, one of his later books, I think it was actually published after he died, was about humility. And as soon as I saw it come out, I thought, there's no one better to write about the topic of humility. You know, but you and I have talked, I think, about transforming grace.
Right.
you know, I really liked, yeah, now it's not coming to me, Respectable Sins, which was kind of his call to, you know, to look at, boy, what are these things we do in the church that seem to get a pass in terms of holiness? And
he kind of touches on that in his, he has a book called Discipline of Grace, which was, right. I don't know if some people reacted like he went too far with Transforming Grace, but Danny, sure. Discipline of Grace was the follow-up. And those are both really good. Yeah, a great writer for a long time. And he has another one called, I don't know, The Gospel for Real Life or The Gospel for Today, something like that. So, yeah.
Yep, that's a good one, too. Yeah. And again, any, you know, if you go through, his books often have very distinctive covers. You can, you can look at them and go, oh, that's a Jerry Bridges book.
Right.
You know, and... but if you happen to be, you know, at a used bookstore, a new bookstore, and you see one of his books, pick them up. They're, well, they are so worth it.
I'm going to close with this because a lot of hubbub this week about six Dr. Seuss books aren't going to be published anymore. And so Jimmy Kimmel actually, I saw a clip of what he did on his show on it. And then they ultimately went out in the street and they're interviewing people. All they asked them to do, they didn't even say, did you read a, you know, can you tell me a book you read during the pandemic? It was just name a book. It was unbelievable. The people who could not even name a book.
Yeah.
So again,
it's very common that people don't read for pleasure. So.
Well, that's something we have to continue from in our education system and beyond, doing all we can. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So yesterday, enjoyed some time in La Crosse at 93.7 FM Halvo, and got the privilege of doing not one but two games for the McDonald Max boys down at the WIA State Tournament. And again, sincere thanks to the La Crosse Center. They were wonderful, wonderful hosts and very welcoming. It actually seemed like they wanted us to be there, which is not always the case at the Kohl Center, as great as a venue as that might be. Yeah, you feel more like an intruder, but the La Crosse Center folks were like, welcome. We're
actually
glad
happy.
You're here. They said it and they meant it. So
that's nice.
Yeah, appreciate that, and had a great time calling McDonald basketball. Congratulations once again to them on bringing home that silver ball, a state runner-up trophy, and got to walk downtown La Crosse. So, that's,
great city.
Yeah, and really, I've been through La Crosse, been to La Crosse for covering sports before, but not a lot of chance to just mosey around downtown. So got some things to eat, got some treats for the kids, and just walked around downtown on a beautiful day. So absolutely fantastic. So thank you, La Crosse, for that. No thanks to the city of La Crosse for giving me a parking ticket. Not
what
really,
happened?
I'm not sure, because I parked in the parking structure across from the La Crosse Center, did the exact same thing as I did last Thursday, and yet apparently it merited a ticket this time. And the only thing I can figure out is that I was too just obfuscated by the parking structure's payment structure. And so normally I thought when you go in, you pay somebody or get a little ticket stub or something like that to measure how long you're there. So you either pay when you go in for event parking or other parking structures, you pay when you go out. The only thing I could figure is that I went in last time and then paid when I left, and that I wasn't supposed to do that, that maybe I was supposed to go find a pay station and pay when I arrived. Because anyway, there was a big fat ticket sitting on the WIB vehicle. So no compassion for Christian Radio in La Crosse, I guess. Thank you, City of La Crosse, for reminding me that I need to read rules more carefully, I guess.
You are a careful rule reader.
I
what
know,
I knew
I
about you.
But anyway, I will try not to let that dampen my enthusiasm for the wonderful La Crosse area and getting to mosey down around there. And thank you, Lord, for just a beautiful day. It was just gorgeous to be able to walk down there by the river, and downtown city of La Crosse has a lot of great little shops that just kind of peeking in and doing some window shopping. It was a lot of fun.
It is. It's a great city. And on the hardwood with the call, I heard you both games, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, right?
You get a little of both. Mm-hmm. But again, it was a great season for the McDonald Max boys, and to be in the very last game of the season for Division 5.
There you go.
Something that most other teams do not get. So thankful for that. And it's that time of week again, Western and Central Wisconsin, here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you. And as our public service, right around 7:45 every Friday morning, we catch you up on everything you might have missed. News, sports, politics, pop culture. You're busy. We want to make sure that you can stay up to date. We give it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Well, it's official, Caleb. Americans have put on weight during the pandemic.
You know it's time to lose weight when you can talk on your phone, eat a burger, and still steer your car with your belly button. Roughly 4 in 10 Americans, 40% of us, say they would choose to vote from their computer or mobile device in the next election if that were possible.
Yeah, preferably in an app called Candy Crush Election 2024.
I'd download that.
A survey of drivers found that a majority of them talk to their cars regularly, and 20% worry about its feelings.
I hear my neighbor talking to his SUV all the time. He says stuff like, "Why can't you be like your older brother, the Honda Fit, and get more miles to the gallon?" Be nice. Scientists estimate that there are at least 50 billion planets in the Milky Way. Wow.
50 billion planets in our galaxy, and I had to be born on the one with the Kardashians on it.
Such a bummer.
4 in 5 adults believe access to the internet is a fundamental right.
I agree. Everyone has the right to bore their friends to death on Facebook.
Mm.
A survey finds that one of the reasons that sales of breakfast cereal has fallen is because younger consumers say they don't want to have to clean their cereal bowls. Mm.
So Kellogg's is working on an app for that.
Because, of course. Mm.
Mental health experts are concerned that social distancing is harmful since people who stay away from other people have shorter life expectancies.
I've always practiced social distancing. It's a side effect of being a member of the Garlic of the Month Club.
Mm.
Research reveals that a dog's short-term memory lasts for less than 2 minutes.
Could someone please tell me why I'm digging this hole?
Those are your headlines, and now you are all caught up. In studio with us now, the man himself, Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire on 53, one of our great sponsors for the Cabin Fever contest. And Ronnie, we were just talking off the air here about our Cabin Fever screamers. And again, folks, I have another full week to do this, 715-396-1670. We really want you to let it out and give us a Cabin Fever scream. And you've got a lot of folks who are coming in to pick up their treat baskets, because if we play that Cabin Fever scream on the air, they win an extra treat from you guys.
I know. It's great to see the folks coming in and telling us their little stories about doing the screaming and then all of that. So it's a great pleasure to meet the folks. And thanks for those who have picked up their baskets. And like I say, we've still got a few more customers out there that haven't. So do so.
And I'm, again, working on a draft of an email with our latest batch to send you as well, too. So it's nice and easy. We just, if we play one on the air, we send their names down to you guys at the Avenue Orchard store. And you have a treat basket set aside for them and some homemade caramels, some jams and jellies. I know our friend Michael from La Crosse was telling me about what he got, even the specific jams and jellies. And I think he got an apple butter in there, too. So
yeah,
really, really cool. And we appreciate you guys sponsoring the Cabin Fever contest.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, when you come to the store, you get to pick out your own flavors that you want.
Nice.
Get 3 jars of jam or butter, apple butter, and even an apple sauce. So come on down.
Very, very fun. Now, you are here today talking about the Avenue Orchard store, which is open, let me see if I have the hours right, 9 to 7 p.m. Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Yep.
So great hours.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. Great hours. We're there. Stop on in and see us. We still have a few fresh apples left. From this fall's harvest, we partnered with Bushel in a Peck, mm-hmm, because we sold out. So, but we wanted you to be able to get some more. So we wanted to give you that avenue also.
So again, the Avenue Orchard store is right at Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire on 53. And, you've got lots of great treats in there, and the Creation Kitchen Avenue Orchard always coming up with new things. So we have the jams and the jellies. We have homemade caramels. Do you still have homemade caramel corn in there as well?
Yeah, we got a few bags left.
Sure. A few.
They're working on some new recipes, some, brownies. Some
wow.
Mint brownies. You know, and it is March after all.
Yes, and you've brought in this morning one of the delicious pints of apple cider. Still have apple cider available.
Oh,
and some
you
people
bet.
Think that, oh, is it just season? No, you've got it. You've got
you
it.
You bet. We got it frozen,
ready to go.
But,
yeah.
But it's just as good.
And also, something new I am seeing in front of
muffin.
Me here, just out of my arm's reach right now, which is probably good for the diet, but not good because I want it. Caramel apple streusel muffin. I didn't know that you guys made muffins now.
We just got into trying it out. So, actually, and they're pretty good.
Oh, I bet.
Really good.
Everything that you guys make. So
you can, I think there's still a few left at Soakups, at
yep.
Lance's, both locations of Lance's in Augusta and Osseo. And yes, there's even a few left in our store.
So the Avenue Orchard store, again, local markets like Lance's Fresh Market or Soakups in Chippewa have some of these Avenue Orchard products. But down at the store, 9 to 7 p.m. Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So again, you have today, tomorrow, and Sunday, which will all be gorgeous to get down to the orchard and get some of these great treats for yourself.
You bet.
What a nice outing. Just great to see you, Ronnie. And again, we know we partnered together with those farmers markets all throughout the summer. But for folks who are like, I don't want to wait that long,
Come on down.
Here's the chance. Great to see you. I'm looking forward to digging into this cinnamon apple streusel muffin and washing it down with apple cider. I love that you still have apple cider. Looking at our pledges so far, thank you so much to all who've pledged so far. Getting one from WWIB.com/hope. You can always pledge easy there. Thank you, Liz, for pledging. Why? My goodness, 25 per basket made. Huh. And here's the thing. I was doing pretty well. Uh-huh. And then do the voice that you did. And then I started missing them.
It's Harry Cosell.
I love Cosell. I do. Yeah. But I feel like once he came into the room replaced my friend Halvo, I wasn't shooting as well.
You've got to be able to do it no matter whose eyes are on you.
I know, Harry. But Howard, sorry.
Harry. How is my older brother? He's deceased, but I'm still with you.
Yeah, well, what do I do when I'm not feeling incredibly confident in my shot? Harry, and I don't know
you
that
relax
I...
relax and you just listen. No matter how you do today, you blame it on how tired you are.
That's true. I have a built-in excuse.
Absolutely.
All right.
Why are you even here?
Well, we have just a few moments left for you to pledge 715-396-1670 by text or call the studio line at 723-2555. Again, we thank OneSource Imaging for their sponsorship. What you are giving toward tax deductibly here is 20 programs in WWIB that are kept on the airwaves thanks to your wonderfully generous support all throughout the year. And we hope it's fun here in March. And again, I just can't say thank you enough to all those who are encouraging the ministry, but also, as I put out kind of a personal plea, encouraging me on a day where I don't have as much energy as I might like to. Thank you so much for helping me end the week strong with what I'm trying to do here, making as many shots as I can to benefit WIB Incorporated. I will do my best. That's coming up next.
You can do this.
Hey, where'd Harry go?
I'm still here. I just don't want to listen. I'm going to let Halverson do the play-by-play. I don't want to throw you off. But listen, Caleb Swenson, a former member of the UW Barron County basketball team. I believe in you.
Bench warmer.
I've been following your career since college.
Let's do this. Thank you again to our many pledgers this morning for Hope and Hoops. Thank you. Thank you. No matter how I do, thank you for stepping up in such a big way. You are a blessing and an encouragement. And
here's somebody.
Let's see what we can do.
They say, you've been a huge blessing to me and my family for many years. And a lot of people getting behind you, man.
All right, let's try it.
All right, here we go. The Blonde Bomber, hailing from Rice Lake, Wisconsin. On little sleep. Donning his glasses. The two balls in his hand. The first one is on the way. He banked it in. One for one. The next one is money. Two for two. Swisharoo. Three to go. The next one is, oh, a little hard. A little bit too much mustard. He's got two more shots yet to go. Relaxing. There it is. He recovered. Three out of four. The last toss.
Oh.
And it goes in. It goes in. Four out of five. 90% still. That gets you in the 50-40-90 club.
Wow. Yeah, very fortunate on that last one. But you know what?
There was a bit of a ooh, and it went.
Yeah.
So it went.
It actually caromed off the rim and off the wall, and a kindly bounce from the wall. We'll take it.
All five of mine went off the wall intentionally. So
way to go. Thank you to Mona, to Cliff, to the Jorers family, to Mason Jorers from an anonymous location, listener in La Crosse. Thank you to Troy from Holcomb. Thank you to Troy from Chippewa. Hmm. Thank you to Liz weighing in at WIB.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support of WIB Inc. And personally for picking me up on a little bit of an off day here today. God bless you.